This is KERI News. I'm Dua Li Saikau-Tao. Some 50,000 military veterans are homeless each night in the United States. In parts of North Texas, that number is declining. The latest census shows the homeless vet count in Fort Worth has dropped by one-third compared to last year. 70 vets in that city currently call the Presbyterian Night Shelter home. On Tuesday, at a fundraiser for a vets program, a retired Marine general told vets he's got their backs. Outside the First Presbyterian Church in Fort Worth, small American flags lined flower beds to welcome 15 homeless veterans.
This is the breakfast line.
Inside, the smell of fresh biscuits, scrambled eggs, and bacon filled a church hall where some 150 people gathered for the second annual Freedom Breakfast.
I really believe that the veterans are the conscience of America.
That's retired Marine General Terrence Dake. He served 35 years and has logged more than 6,000 flight hours in the military and was President Ronald Reagan's helicopter pilot. After telling homeless vets they are national treasures, he says every veteran sacrificed to ensure all Americans would continue to enjoy their freedom.
And now that they're back and they need help, we have an obligation in my mind as communities, not just the government, but as communities to step up and to help them.
The CEO of the Presbyterian Night Shelter, Toby Owen, agrees. The emergency shelter works closely with Veterans Affairs to help homeless vets find permanent housing.
If a veteran wants to make it, and they put the effort into it, the Veterans Administration will be right there with them. And so will the Presbyterian Night Shelter. We're right there with them to help them and provide that living space while they're getting things together in order to live independently.
That's 54-year-old Tony Suber's goal, to live independently. He was in the Army for a decade and was left disabled because of an accident while on duty.
In that process, I ended up going through homelessness and losing my wife and family because of certain things that happened after coming back. I got hurt on a night maneuver.
He's originally from Brooklyn, New York, and did two tours in Germany. After long stretches of homelessness, Suber lost his teeth. Now he's back on track with the help of Presbyterian.
Normally, I would have told you I wouldn't even do this interview because of how I feel personally. But now I'm getting to a point that it doesn't matter anymore. And because of the program and because of the Presbyterian Night Shelter, it is helping me to overcome those areas.
Jeremy Stearns, a 42-year-old Army veteran, says he's been homeless in Fort Worth for nearly 3 months.
I've been carrying my stuff around and lining up daily to try to get a bed. And so it was really, really a hard struggle in the beginning, and it's a little better.
He's now trying to turn his life around with the help of Presbyterian's Veteran Services Program Manager, Shamika Nolan.
I find joy in every veteran. It's just an amazing journey that we've been very blessed to take with our veterans who have served this country.
The emergency shelter helped nearly 300 veterans last year in Tarrant County. Dua Li Saikau-Tao, KERI News, Fort Worth.